Welcome to TMI Today with Rita Bocuzzi and Jen Lee. In this podcast, there is no such thing as too much information. We are diving into all of the taboo topics, from money and careers to relationships and parenting, to whatever else we've been too afraid to discuss as women. Listen in and join the movement as we raise each other up in our everyday lives.
Hello and welcome, everyone. It's Jen Lee and Mama Rita, Rita Bocuzzi. So Jen Lee is a financial stress reduction attorney extraordinaire. And we got together, Mama Rita Money, because we thought, wouldn't it be great to teach people life skills just by conversations that we have with other amazing women that share their life skills in the world. And so, you know, we always say that maybe we give each other TMI, too much information. But when it comes to today's motivational insights, you can never get enough of that. So today we're going to have a special guest. Her name is Clarissa Castillo Ramsey. And she is, I'm going to say, an amazing visionary that helps create the vision that drives budding entrepreneurs, beginning entrepreneurs, midway entrepreneurs, you know, new pathway into that journey of exploring and growing together with our visions. And I am so super excited to have you here, Clarissa.
Welcome. Oh, Rita, thank you. Jen, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. So I figure we could get started with the how you got started.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I remember meeting you when this was just like a little seedling thought in your brain. And it was this beautiful journey that you wanted to take. And I was actually in the middle of mine. So, you know, I love what you're doing, because at the time when I was doing it, I had some support, but the visionary support would have been really, I think it's a key factor. So, you know, Share a little bit more about maybe where you were at when we met and that journey, even maybe before, after.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I remember meeting you, Rita, at one of your events. And I was there with my friend, Sonia, who's a photographer. I know you know her. Yes. And I was thinking, gosh, I know eventually I want to leave the 9-to-5. And that had been something that I had been thinking of for a very long time. I'm also a coach. So I wanted to be in an organization first and do internal coaching, but then always my long-term vision was to leave and work for myself. And I found your workshop. I can't remember the name of it now, but that's, I was like, yes, that's right. And I was like, ladies leveling up. I'm like, I got to level up my money game. And so that is how I met you. And I just felt this instant connection. I just felt like, ooh, this is someone who I definitely want to learn more from, connect with. And that is how we met. And so grateful to, you know, be talking with you here today. And I'll just share real quick my transition out of the corporate space. Mm-hmm. As I said, it was something that I had been wanting to do forever, but I was scared, like most people, really scared. I was in a great six-figure job. And a lot of people in my world thought I was nuts for leaving the space, leaving the benefits, leaving the 401k behind, and embarking on this question mark journey. But for me as a creative, I also knew that, gosh, I want to design my own life. I want to get out there. And so I finally did it in 2021. And I've been doing it, you know, just a little over a year now, working for myself. But it was with a lot of prep work in advance too.
Sure. Yeah. So for you and even for me, right, it's terrifying. You're dealing with naysayers and some of the naysaying in your own brain.
Your own brain is your worst enemy sometimes.
Yes, that is for sure.
Right? You got to stop the naysayer inside first. But yes. And then you have all the choir that's from the outside talking about it. And, you know, is it possible? And so, you know, I think for the cool thing for me is I got to dip my toes for a little while. I called that, it's kind of like straddling, like you're straddling a horse, right? You have one leg yes. on one side, one leg on the other side that's going forward. And really, no, like I said, no pathway, no guidance. I was just, it's just like, you're just taking steps out in faith
yes.
going forward. And so I love the fact that what you are developing is, I think it's really helping us. To me, it's like dreams to destiny.
Scenario.
Dreams to destiny, because it's taking our dreams and our vision, and literally we have the dreams, we know the destiny. What's the in-between?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that's what I love talking about. And I love starting off with a dream, with a little visualization, with creating a vision board. Or if you're someone who's maybe feels like they're not creative, you can just even journal about it. What are you in the present tense, so that it feels real and it's present and it's now? What are you doing? What do you see? What do you hear? Who are you with?
So are there Clarissa, any?
Yes.
Give an example of that, because I think people hear journal in the present tense and they don't quite get it. So give an example.
Yeah. Yeah. I have 20 clients who absolutely I'm in love with, and I'm enjoying being on this journey with them. I help them create their path to become their own boss. And we are working together, creating a plan. And so it's in the present tense. It's not, I will one day, because that kind of just pushes that further right. out. Mm-hmm. But it is in the present tense. Is that helpful?
It is. And I think people often, it feels weird, like to write it out. And so what I have found when I'm talking to people about, you know, what do you want to do? And you should say that now. They're like, wait, that feels so weird. And that's why I wanted to give a good example of, you know, yes. It can be very short. It can be just, you know, I have 20 clients, or I have, you know, whatever you want to have, but yeah.
Yeah. I think,
Oh,
I was just going to say, I think people just don't think about that. I think they automatically go, and I'm guilty. It was guilty of this mm-hmm. too. How's this going to happen? And just starting with that how, and I know that in the entrepreneurial space, a lot of times we hear, I won't say the word, but F the how for now.
And I like that.
Right? F the how for now, and focus on that dream first. And yes, you have to take action. But I don't think as adults, I feel like as children, we're so good at imagination and using that. And that is our number one tool, like power tool, visualization tool, is our imagination. And if you can see it, you can absolutely achieve it. Mm-hmm. And that's where it begins.
I remember when I first started out and I was in a room where somebody was doing a visualization, I absolutely could not do it. I feel like at that point I was still working corporate, and I felt like my dreams were so quashed that when we were in a room to do the visualization, I'm like, I actually opened my eyes. I'm like, is everybody really doing this? Cause I'm getting nervous.
Right.
What's happening? And how come I'm not part of it? You know? And I thought, whoa, like there definitely has to be more work on my side. To have that help to the visualization. And I think what you're doing, when somebody started doing, they're like, hey, Rita, come do a vision board, right? Come do a vision board with me. And so basically doing the vision board, then they're like, okay, now close your eyes and look at the vision board, right? Because you can still see your vision board. And then it was like, okay, what's your favorite piece about your vision board? Now visualize that. And so then when people started to help me with that, right? Like you do, like we've done, that this is how it helps us literally. I think that's such a huge, I think even a neural connector to your brain. Like I
right.
feel like something wasn't firing or triggering anymore in me. And it recreated that. And I didn't think I was a creative till I met
you. But you are.
Like you, right? Like when I met you, I was like, oh. You would say things and it would just, and that's the thing about hanging out with people.
Yes.
Maybe it's not comfortable and it's out of your right? So Clarissa led me to seeing more of my dreams and then making the connections from there to the destiny. So share a little bit more about maybe some myths or misconceptions that people have around, like, is it possible for everybody? Or I don't know, what myths or misconceptions do people have? I mean, is being an entrepreneur, like, when you're your own boss, is it easy? Like,
oh my gosh. Right. Is it easy? This has really truly been the biggest self-development course that I could have ever dreamed of. And I have done a lot of self-development courses. I've gone through therapy. I've gone through coaching school. I've gone through graduate school. I've gone through a lot of things, but it, my friends, it's not always easy. I think sometimes we do overcomplicate things and we can trip ourselves up and not let it be easy, because there are also moments where I'm like, oh my God, I'm gripping too hard. Mm-hmm. And you're just building a muscle. So this is going to be new. It's going to be foreign. And there's a whole level of incompetence at the beginning, because you're testing things out. You're trying things that maybe you've never tried before, most likely, right? And so it's a lot of getting out of your comfort zone. So the time freedom is immediate. Once you leave your job, you've got immediate time freedom. And I know, I'm not sure about you, Rita, but that's something that I wanted, was my own time freedom. Absolutely. And on the one hand, that's great. But if you don't know how to fill your days, it can also be be taxing and stressful too.
Yeah. I love what you were saying, because it was making me think, okay, two words came to my mind, and, you know, Jen, and I'm sure our audience hears these things over and over again, but it's like, kids, they explore everything. And kids have a ton of energy that they need to get out, so they get to exercise it. So when you tie that back, and kids dream, and they are very consistent and persistent and resilient, which I call the CPR factor.
Nice.
Into connecting into receivership of what that exploration gives to them. And it's more rewarding, right, for them to be that way. So, you know, the visualization, it's everything. It's how we see what intentions we want to set. Mm-hmm. So I really love that. I don't know, Jen, did you have any other thoughts or questions you wanted to share with Clarissa?
Well, so it's so funny because, well, I love visioning, vision boarding, that kind of thing. And I put it on my phone. So my phone has my vision board as my background. Nice. Because then I'm constantly looking at it. But I love what you're saying about kids too, because I look back to things I did when I was like 17, 18, 19, and I'm like, how in the world did I have the guts to do any of that? And how can I harness that now? Like, I just moved to Europe when I was 17 years old, no internet, but I mean, it wasn't like no cell phones back then, cause I'm old, but you know, you look back at those things and you're like, how did, in the world did I do that? And how can I harness that same type of mindset now? And so I really appreciate that thinking, I guess. So.
Yeah. And I really think, like you said, Rita, it's that starting with that dream. I start with that because that is what's going to pull you forward through the tough times. Let's be real. There's tough times. There's inconsistent income at the beginning. And you're like, oh my God, how is this going to work? But really, by holding on to that vision, holding on to your why, even if you don't fully know what it is, but you have some kind of idea, that really helps pull us forward.
Okay. So when someone's working with you, Clarissa, just so that people have a little bit more clarity, like, what does that look like? And what does that entail? Maybe, you know, I want to make sure people don't, like, sometimes people think, oh my God, that might be too hard for me, or I might not be able to like connect to that. So what are the ways they can connect to that? And what does that look like? How does it feel for them? Most people, you know, your clients.
Right. So with my clients, whether it's one-on-one or in a group setting, I have them fill out a packet, an orientation packet. So just to start helping them get back to maybe some of those, you know, I have them imagine, I have them think about, you know, okay, what would your successful business look like? And it doesn't matter like what they write. It's just to help them get back in that creative mode. And I give them a series, it's a little long, but I give them a series of questions just to get their brain primed.
Yeah.
And then I always gift them an online vision board workshop that they can do at their own pace. And then we just talk about it, but that's where we always start.
I love that.
Is you know with what, that.
For me, I talk about this starting with the, you know, you're talking about the journaling, and it is what I call a documented declaration. And it's a platform from which you get to spring from. So like yes. You're saying, it doesn't have to be perfect in the beginning. I'm going to say I have a book coach, and he's like, just do a D-minus draft, right?
Yes.
Just start there.
I love it.
So that this way it just gets to be, hey, it's just the beginning. And,
exactly.
And then that gets the juices, like you said, going. And so that's exciting. And then it gets to be, I'm sure it gets to be more and more fun as people start to be more creative. And I know for me, it is, because now you're getting that connected with, I think, I look at it again, we're bringing the kids into this, right? Because we're all kids. And so keeping connected to the kid in us really makes us look at, if you feel younger, I believe you are younger.
Oh, I agree.
I don't know about you. If in my headspace, I feel like I'm a 5-year-old picking up seashells on the beach, I feel 5 today.
Yes.
Right? You know, and we get to actually choose that. Mm-hmm. And you know, and that reinvigorates our energy. So I love it. Absolutely. What you're doing. So how best, oh wait, actually, before we do that, any last thoughts, Jen, or I was going to ask her, I would love to know one fabulous fun fact about you that you would like to share with our audience.
Yes. Okay. So I love karaoke. Oh. I'm Filipino and I'm stereotyping my own people, but we love to sing.
It's real.
It's real. We love to sing. We love to entertain. And I love karaoke. So that is my little fun fact.
Okay. I'm going to ask a little extra. A favorite song that you do that's yours?
You know, I love singing anything. I'm an 80s gal. So that was my time. And so I love singing anything from the 80s. Blondie. I know that's a little bit in the 70s too, but Blondie, Journey.
Journey. Don't stop. Ooh, that goes wrong, with the vision
board. Oh, I don't want to get us any copyright infringement. Let me just stop right there.
I love it. See, look at just having the discussion about it. I don't know about you. Look at, we're all on Zoom. We're all in different places, but you can feel the energy.
Yep. It's just
the energy. And if you want to feel that and keep that going, then you got to definitely connect with Clarissa. How can they do that? How can they connect with you? Like what ways? Website?
Yeah.
I don't know. What would you like to share? And then we will share it in writing. But what would be
absolutely
the best way for them to connect with you?
You know, if you kind of want to experience what I do, I would say pop on over to my free Facebook group community. It's called From Employee to Creative Entrepreneur.
Beautiful. Cool. From Employee to Creative Entrepreneur. Love it. Definitely connect with Clarissa. Clarissa, thank you so much for being here today. Right, Jen? We had so
thank
much
you.
Fun.
Yes. It is so much fun. Yes.
All right.
What thank you.
Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing more of you, Clarissa.
Thanks so much.
Bye.